Denver's neighborhood liaison, Michael Sapp, is the actual guy. I mean, Denver has a guy. He's called the neighborhood liaison. He keeps track of more than 200 neighborhood organizations around the city and county of Denver. We just wanted to have you in this morning, Michael, to talk about your world as you sort of keep track of all these block-by-block issues going on in the city and county of Denver. Do you feel overwhelmed at all? I mean, there's a lot going on in this little city.
Well, I want to first say good morning to you and to all the listeners. It's my privilege to be on the show this morning. And to answer your question, I am truly honored and blessed to represent over 620,000 residents that work, wow, live, and play in the city and county of Denver. And truly fortunate to work with our mayor, Denver Mayor Michael B. Hancock.
Yeah, well, I guess you've counted all 620,000.
Not exactly. In Denver, you know, there are 78 statistical neighborhoods.
Yeah. Define that, 78 statistical neighborhoods. What does that mean?
Yeah, so, and that's what makes Denver special, right, is that we are comprised of neighborhoods. And so they're based off of population. And in those neighborhoods, you have registered neighborhood organizations, which you alluded to earlier. And they're very active. They're comprised of volunteers that care about the quality of life in their neighborhood. And so we are, as a city, required to communicate with them on a daily basis.
And I imagine you hear from them. It's called Neighborhood Services.
Absolutely.
And so when you go to the denvergov.org website, eventually, you know, somebody in Michael's team is going to hear what's going on. Mostly, I'm guessing it's probably complaints. Little thing like, you know, the tree is crossing my fence, or there are too many dogs running around, or those things, quality of life issues.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you deal with neighborhoods, you have to understand that every neighborhood is different, and they bring different challenges and opportunities to the city. And you're right, you know, you get into the, you know, the really neighbor-by-neighbor complaint as far as noise, nuisance abatement. And then you get into the high-level development questions and opportunities as well.
Hey, Michael, I would imagine because of the way that Denver has grown in the last 15, 20 years, you know, with this whole, the communities have changed. I mean, just thinking about the old Stapleton versus the new Stapleton. So you've got this interesting mix of what we call classic old neighborhoods that people who've been around here for 60 or 70, 80 years immediately, you know, talk about, like Swansea, mm-hmm, for example. And then you've got a whole other side that we didn't even know the neighborhood existed until recently because of new developments and so forth. Are people a little more active, the ones who are in the newer neighborhoods, or do you hear more, you still hear from the old timers?
Yeah, you know, and that's a great question. You know, this urban redevelopment question is something that we follow very close in the city and county of Denver. And you're right. You know, you have new communities like Stapleton, or relatively new communities like Stapleton,
Lowry,
and folks are engaged. You know, they're still building out their infrastructure, mm-hmm, and their parks. And you know, one of the things that I see is you have people that really truly care about, you know, the little things, the tangibles, the parks, the streets, the street lights, and you always have this balance between protecting developer rights and the integrity of the neighborhood. And so when you have older neighborhoods that are more established, we make a real focus to preserve the historical quality of that neighborhood. And the preservation of the history, like Five Points. And mm-hmm, and so in the mayor's office, and Mayor Hancock actually launched a new program for Larry Swanson at Glowville called the North Denver Cornerstone Collaborative, really designed to build out that infrastructure and Larry Swanson at Glowville, redevelop,
and, you know,
a few other projects.
And that's going to be really interesting in the next few years if they keep talking about what they want to do with I-70 through, mm-hmm, there. So maybe the best is yet to come. We'll see.
Michael Sapp is our guest. He's the Denver Neighborhood Liaison. Describe the things that make neighborhood organizations work. Some active, some not so active. What makes them, gives them real strength when they come to you with some strength, some qualities, some character, some integrity?
Yeah, so neighborhood organizations that really thrive are neighborhoods that communicate, neighborhoods that really make an effort to include the demographics in their boundaries. And that includes race, but also includes age, and you know, really making sure that they have a strong voice for their entire neighborhood. And a lot of neighborhood organizations have a really strong neighborhood newsletter that reaches their neighborhoods. And so we try to work with them on how to be more inclusive. But I believe that Mayor Hancock has really made an effort to bring neighborhoods to the table and really work with them to really strengthen the civic infrastructure in our city. So
we're going to talk about Mayor Hancock's. He does these cabinet meetings out in the community.
Absolutely.
And I know one's coming up in March. We'll get those details out. That might be one of those things. Hey, Mayor Hancock launched this thing called Denver Days in August. And I think about neighborhood services in your office. I think that's like big season for block parties. Is that one of those?
Steve's wired up on this one.
I need to close off my street. I'd like to get that big truck that you have that flops down into a stage.
Right.
Can I get that through you?
Well, you have to go through Parks and Recreation.
Okay,
a process
the stage is
for
through
that.
Parks and Rec. Okay.
Can't cut no corners now, Steve.
Right. They have their application. Yeah. You have their process for that. But I will tell you that Denver Days was really designed to bring neighbors together. You know, we talked about you know, the neighborhood concerns about the barking dogs and the loud noise. And a lot of times, you know, as we're in this information era, residents are, you know, generally speaking, don't really communicate with each other.
Mm.
And so Denver Days was really designed to bring neighbors together, you know, start talking to one another, because we know that when neighbors are talking to each other, our neighborhoods are clean, they're safe, they're vibrant. And so Denver Days was launched last year. And it was designed to encourage neighbors to host block parties,
mm-hmm.
Civic or beautification projects, cleanup projects in their neighborhood, as well as partner with National Night Out, a program that really is designed to make our neighborhood safe and aware of programs that allow folks to be safe in their neighborhood. So it's the first week in August this year, August 2nd through August 10th. You can go to www.denvergov.org/Denver Days and register your event.
Michael Sapp is our guest. He's Denver's neighborhood liaison, and I guess people can reach you that way as well. What's the best way?
The best way is email me directly, michael.sapp@denvergov.org. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your concerns and opportunities.
That's a bold man. Comes on Kubo and says, send me your email. Here's
directly.
Where I am. And your cell number is? No, just Michael Sapp with the neighborhood liaison for the city and county of Denver. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me this morning.